On the show today, we have Fiverr Federal Credit Union's Shelly Pierce talking about creating a successful team culture and leadership within your credit union. So check it out. Shelly, how are you?
I'm doing well, really well. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, we're talking about creating a team culture and leadership in today's credit union society or environment or atmosphere, whatever you want to call it. And you know well about this topic. And so, let's start off like, what does a successful team culture look like at a credit union to be successful?
Sure. Well, I can tell you, when I first got into banking 25 years ago, it's definitely the finance industry is not what it was 25 years ago.
Say that again.
So as leaders, we're constantly evolving. I'm not the leader I was 2 years ago. But what I've had is really good mentors along the way that have helped me really define and refine who I am as a leader and a mentor to others. So in my region, we acquired a TLC, and I knew instantly we had some leaders that may have lacked confidence because of an acquisition or just some leadership changes. And so I instantly put into place what I call an H&H. So it's a head check, heart check. If you don't invest and connect with your people, mm-hmm. the people who support you and you work with and collaborate with, and you don't know them and who they are and what their standards are as far as what's their work ethic, what do they do outside of the credit union? If you don't get to know them on a personal level, then how can you lead them? So when you know what's with their head and their heart and you truly know them, then they will work so much harder and smarter for you versus just coming to work to be a WIFI, what's in it for me?
Yeah.
I want them to, what's in it for we? What's in it for us as a credit union, and where's our culture, and what does our culture foundation look like? So I instantly do an H&H, meet with my team, get to know them, get to know what their children, significant others' names are, and I always do, how are you doing? Because I want to know how they're doing. It can't always be about work. It's got to be about work, family, life balance as well.
Yep. And my phone is ringing right in the middle of our interview, so I'm declining, and we're going to proceed. technology today. Love it, love it, love it. So, you brought up something that's really important that I don't think is talked about enough in the leadership sector. It's mentorship. Especially if you want to move up that ladder and get to that corner office, so to speak, that mentorship is so important. Can you talk about that a little bit? From your perspective, I just think it's invaluable.
Absolutely. When I was 21, I had a mentor, Bill Summerfield, and he said, I see something in you as far as leadership. And I was like, oh no, I'm more of the follower. And he said, I think you underestimate the value that you bring to an organization. And so he said, if you don't mind, I'd like to start mentoring you to get to a leadership position, and let's set a timeline. Let's do it in 1 year. And so we did, and together we connected about every other week to really refine who am I, what are my values, what are my work ethic and desires as I grow my career. And so he mentored me, and he was my very first mentor. Mm-hmm. And within 6 months, I was managing my very first branch at a big bank.
Wow.
I was one of the youngest managers in 3 states. And then from that, it has just blossomed and really taken off. I went through quite a few leadership programs, whether it be through the chamber or a Hispanic leadership program. But what we learn is, as leaders, we're never fully cultivated. We're never fully done transitioning as who we are as a leader.
Yeah.
So I regularly mentor, and I am mentored. And I have 3 ladies that I meet with monthly, and we call ourselves the Yaya Sisters. Meet. We don't share genes quite yet, but we meet and we really water each other, grow each other. We fill each other's cup up. Mm-hmm. If I'm struggling with something at work and I want to role play, I keep it very confidential. We are a Yaya Sisters with confidence. What we share in the group stays in the group. But we really lean on each other. What I'm doing may not work well, but what would you do in this situation? So I call it water, feeding, growing. I'm a blossoming tree that's never going to fully stop. And so that's something in life I do as a life coach. I listen to a lot of books on mentorship and leadership because you can't ever think that you're done growing interpersonally. And for me, that's been, I think, a key of my success has been knowing that I'm not perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. But hopefully my other Yaya sisters will learn from my mistakes and then we won't repeat them. And so we meet each other pretty regularly and lots of phone calls, lots of scenario, role playing, discussion topics. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mentorship is a big part of what I think makes any leader successful.
I totally, I mean, how did that make, I mean, I don't want to do like a psychological evaluation here, but how did it make you feel when he said, hey, you know what? I see leadership potential in you. I mean, that must have like, your self-esteem must have just gone through the roof and like, okay, now sky's the limit for me. I mean, that's the thing that other leaders can do to other soon-to-be leaders. I mean, gosh, you can just really, you know, fill them with this spirit of, gosh, I can do anything attitude, basically. It sounds like this is what happened to you and my sky's the limit.
Absolutely. And I think because I grew up in a very, I'll just say we were really poor growing up. Mm-hmm. And so I lacked a lot of confidence. I didn't have the most popular jeans. I didn't have the in-style this or that. And so I lacked a lot of confidence. But I did a lot of volunteer work as I was growing up. And through that volunteer work, I groomed into my confidence.
Right on.
So I served my community. And so that helped really grow my confidence. And when he told me that he saw leadership in me, I think that there was always a part of me that felt I was a leader. But because I didn't come from money, I didn't grow up with a silver spoon.
Right.
Grew up with a wooden spoon on my butt, not a silver spoon. And so I think because of those things that made me who I am, really refined who I was as a leader. And then once he took me under his wing, my confidence started just really grooming mm-hmm. itself and cultivating itself. And then other people saw aspects of leadership in me and shared that with me. And I think we too as leaders are too afraid to give away our secret sauce or our secret message or what makes us successful. Mm-hmm. But in my world and in my environment, I give away the sauce for free. I want people to succeed around me. If you succeed, I succeed.
Yeah.
And we, I think, are so protective sometimes in our companies and our cultures or within our industries to not share that, you know, member service, what's really working well for you? Well, why not share that? Because we're people helping people. And that's what life's about. And I think I also learned a very valuable lesson at a young age that if you have a strong work ethic and that's your foundation, that can only grow and grow and grow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, this kind of transfers or segues into my next question, because when you have, you know, when you have a culture, it kind of, I'm segueing into the culture question here, because when you have like mentorships like that, I mean, it's kind of infectious throughout the entire organization. People see, wow, you know, I'm being recognized for something, and that's just such a good thing. I can't imagine it being not. And it's just got to flourish, you think? I mean, talk about people growing in their careers and their positions and in their life, actually. So I just see it. And then that's just so infectious when that within that culture. It's just a really good cycle, I think, for an organization to grow.
Absolutely. We've all worked in industries where have people that just come to work and they hate their job. And you can see it.
Yeah.
You can see it in their face,
yep.
their body language. And about 10 years ago, I was in a very transitional stage in my career where I had to decide, you know, what do I want to do? What do I want my legacy to be mm-hmm. in my career? Do I want it to be that I was the top loan officer or the best seller? And I said, self, I want to be known for really inspiring others through my acts of who I am. My mom had a saying when we were younger, you can have beauty outside, but what really counts is the beauty inside.
Yep.
And so I try to share those little pieces of glitter or whatever. We don't come from a land of unicorns and rainbows, but it's okay to dream.
Sure.
And I think too many times as leaders, we get afraid to dream. And we get afraid to maybe take that leap of faith where we don't know where we're going to land.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I instantly came into Fiber Federal Credit Union 2 years ago, shortly before we acquired TLC. And who I am is who I've always been. It's not fake. It's not phony. I'm a natural motivational person. Mm-hmm. I want to motivate you to do better.
Right, right.
And so I think at times the company, because I was new and people at Fiber have worked here for 30 plus years. So I had a new kind of synergy and energy to the culture, the company, the atmosphere. And I can honestly say it transitioned instantaneously. I didn't wait. I didn't wait to be given permission to do thank you cards or just thank you for including me and being inclusive of me and all my ideas and thoughts. I instantly started a thing called Fiber Fund Vibes, where every morning we kick off the morning with something motivational, inspirational. Because if you look at life, there's a lot of things that are depressing in our world, in our environment.
No doubt.
And if we can kick off the day with fun and inspiration, then that will roll over to your member service, whether it be internal members, external members, mm-hmm. and it just kicks the day off with Monday motivation. We have Fantastic Friday. And so I started it in my region, and then it overflowed to our Longview headquarters region. And it's just part of who I am. I live and breathe culture, and I'm authentic to the core. I think it would be too much. I would be exhausted if I had to fake this. And so it is really who I am. I desire to motivate and inspire others, whether it be through random acts of kindness or just a note here and there. With the technology that we have, we're too quick to shoot a text or shoot an email. And so I probably write on average about 3 to 5 cards a week.
Wow.
With just words of appreciation, yeah. because when someone knows that they're valued and mm-hmm. appreciated, they're going to work harder and smarter for you as a company.
Yep.
So,
yep. And the loyalty as well. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, having said
less
all that,
turnover.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying, having said all that, I mean, how does a credit union achieve a successful culture based on your experiences? I think you just kind of alluded to it. I mean, with the motivation and the thank you notes and kind of the generous nature, that type of stuff. Is there like a secret sauce to having a successful culture within a credit union? I mean, we're dealing with numbers all day long and, you know, good stories, bad stories, helping people and that type of stuff. So, I mean, you know, I think having, you know, obviously a positive culture really helps out with business, but I mean, is there a secret sauce that, or is there a couple of takeaways?
Absolutely. I wouldn't say there's a secret sauce in any company culture, but it has to start with leadership. And I think the leaders of your company, of your industry, have to really have a mindset of this is why we're doing it and this is why. What's in our wheelhouse? What can we control?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If we've upset a member, can we do something? Can we send a quick car wash gift card with a note of value and appreciation? So I think you have the impact of your leadership. Obviously, we're a credit union, so we're driven by a board. We're also member owned, mm-hmm. and so we want to do best by our members. So I'm constantly reaching out to my leaders, my managers, my executives to say, what do I do really well and what do I need to do better at? So mm-hmm. I'm constantly refining that. Mm-hmm. And as we're growing as a credit union, we just turned the corner of being a $1 billion credit union.
Wow.
How will we look at that in the future? How will our culture look in the future? Does we refine our mission statement? Does everyone know our mission statement? Do we know our values? What are the cultures to our key? What are the keys to our culture? And how will we get that to overflow to, you know, our members and the people we serve in our community?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I have a secret sauce. I definitely have a vision and a path. And I share this with a lot of people. I share with them. I do a lot of positive affirmations. I do a lot of meditation personally.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot of books. I like to think that I'm a motivator. I think there's things in life that we can say, wow, this happened to me. I grew up with no money. So woe is me. I'm going to just do only what's expected of me.
Right.
Or I came from an abused home, so I'm going to abuse others verbally or physically, mentally, what have you.
Right.
But I think those are triggers that you have to decide in your map, which road are you going to take? Are you going to go right or are you going to go left? Are you going to go high or are you going to go low?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I don't know that there's a secret sauce. I just know that we as a company together have a central drive. We're not numbers driven. We don't have goals. Obviously, yes, loans and things like that pay the bills. They
sure.
keep the money. But I think it's the way we treat each other that keeps our members coming
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
And they come back time and time again, and we value and appreciate that.
And speaking of that, what do you think some results are of having a positive culture? I mean, you just alluded to it, because members, they come back. They see it on the staff's faces. They see it, you know, in great member service, that type of stuff. Are there any other type of results of having a positive credit union culture?
Absolutely. We have a wonderful volunteer program. We just celebrated this weekend. Last year in 2016, we had an Oregon Coast staff member that did over 60 hours of volunteer work in our local community of Tillamook. So we definitely support a work-family-life balance. Mm-hmm. We're not one that is so driven that we forget the big picture in the end, which are the things that make us happy inside and out. Family, friends, life, adventure.
Yeah.
Your personal bucket list. Are you accomplishing things like that? But honestly, I think we're just a credit union that we don't have tick marks. We don't have goals. I recently, with my region, just kicked off a promotion of investments and loans. And I went to them and I said, you know, we don't have goals, but we definitely want to do better than we did last year. So if you were to aspire and have aspirations, a target that you'd like to hit, mm-hmm. could you come up with your own? So each one of my Oregon Coast leaders gave me their own aspirations that they'd like to hit. And when I think mindset, if you think goal, you think, oh my gosh, I have a goal. That's like losing weight, okay? Sometimes you can do it, sometimes you can't. But if you have an aspiration to do something, to change something, to be better than for last time, then it's easier to obtain. So a lot of it's verbiage, logic, how you present it. Mm-hmm. So my Oregon Coast team gave me their aspirations. Within 1 month, they blew their aspirations out of the water.
Wow. Nice.
And so I think it's all in how you present the message mm-hmm. and who's receiving the message and how do they share that message with their teams. So that's been part of success.
Very cool. Do you present at all at any conferences or anything nationwide?
I have in the past, yes.
Because you should.
Oh, thank you.
No, this is a great message to send to other people, because I know there are credit unions out there that are just kind of stuck in neutral, or maybe they're stuck in first gear or second gear, but they want to get into overdrive, pardon the car cliches, but I think this message would really resonate quite well with a lot of credit unions out there. They're looking to really excel, you know, and get out of their funk, so to speak.
I agree.
So,
thank you.
So I mean, these are
I worked for a community bank. I've been through a couple bank and credit union failures and or acquisitions. And through that, in 2008, I'll share with you a little piece of what makes me me. In 2008, I'd just given birth to twins. My husband's a recruiter, and in 2008, no one's hiring.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for a small bank that had was the second bank failure in the United States. A community bank came in. We had to apply for our jobs back. A job out of 200 employees, they took 60 of us.
Oh
so
my gosh.
My husband's unemployed, just gave birth to twins, thought I'd be a stay-at-home mom. Okay, plans change. Now husband's stay-at-home dad. And so I had to decide right then and there, you know, what is going to be what defines me in life? Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I can either be woe is me, Shelly, you know, life sucks right now, or I can be, let's make the best of what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did. I honestly, most of my emails always end with make it a great day, make it a great week, because it's a mindset. If we wake up every morning and we already think, gosh, I got to go to work. Or if we think, gosh, I get to go to work too. I get to make a positive change or a positive impact on someone's life. So honestly, it's a mind shift.
Yeah.
If you really think negative about your world, your environment, you hate your job, you hate your boss. Most people quit because they don't like their boss. So then get to know your boss.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to find something that you have in common
yeah.
with everyone. So find that common thread that's relatable. So honestly, I think in 2008, I decided that I was going to make the best of what I had. And I took a $50,000 pay cut to keep my job. And so I could have been, this sucks, this stinks, this is the worst. But instead, I made them think, why did we hire Shelly? And what am I going to do to elevate to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked my butt off for 6 years and proved to this community bank. I started an underground group where we went around and did motivational moments every morning. I traveled for a company, a large big bank, and I was taught by some of the top 10 most inspiring companies to work for on Forbes list.
Oh.
So I had training with Ritz-Carlton, Disney,
Oh,
executives,
cool.
Les Schwab. So I received a lot of coaching. A lot of seeds were planted, and since then they've just really blossomed and groomed. But I've never forgot that foundation of we're not in the member service industry or the customer service industry. We're not in it for the paycheck. And honestly, at the bottom of all of our paychecks, it should say brought to you by your customers or brought to you by your members, because without them and without good culture and member service, we don't have
You don't
jobs.
have a paycheck, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow, fantastic stuff here, Shelley. Anything else to wrap up here? Any further advice for credit unions creating positive cultures? Because I think that's the running theme through our whole conversation is just this the positivity of it all. So
Absolutely. I just think we have to be people of a mindset that we're people helping people. If we think about it like sales goals or tick marks or strategic targets, we may lose our audience. But when we think about how we can help them meet a financial dream, meet an unexpected need that they may not have, then that's when we're truly doing our job and fulfilling our role, which is helping each other. So.
That's the reward. That's the reward. Very cool. All right, Shelly, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work and let's chat again, all right?
Thank you so much for having me. Make it a great day.
Oh, I will.